hear what they say. Power though, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Welcome everyone to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine.
Hey, Aunt Geneva. Hello, friends. We're here. Love Island, UK. I was texting our friend Munch. She is on episode 9.
That bitch there? Oh, she's
like an asshole. And she's behind.
Oh. I was thinking if she's there, maybe she's watching it live.
Oh, I know. That's what she should have been doing. But somehow she's so far behind.
It's a lot of time traveling and living life.
It's hard, though.
It's over at this point.
Good. Get your tail. What do you mean? Like, you already know what's going on.
If you're not up to date, I think next year.
I agree.
I think we have to
have to get a VPN.
Because at this point, it's ruined. Twitter is ruined. Not our friend, Fashion Gorgeous. It's not her fault. It's nobody's fault.
But it is her fault. And I'm going to tell you why. Listen, love you, girl. I'm unfollowing you just until we get through this Love Island scene. She is live tweeting up. You know what, which is great. Love it for you.
I know
we're not where you are.
God bless
and
her.
Now I'm starting to see things. So I'm just going to tell you, I
let's
am
get together
unfollow,
and
but
talk with
but
her. At
we'll
the
be
end.
Back.
Yeah.
We'll be back at the end, but you're the only person on the entire Twitter feed. That's fucking love.
I know she's, I love it, she's but. The only person we know that watches it. Fashion Grunge. People watch her, follow her, bless her. And we'll have her
weeks.
On to talk, but we're going to talk
we'll
about it. But
all right.
I know. Listen. I know something already. And she said something big happens. I never would have thought. And it would have blown my uterus out of my body had I not known this. Because I didn't even think. I was like,
too.
And it's not her. I mean, I would have seen it either way, but maybe I wouldn't have really seen it. I don't know.
It's her fault. No,
I hate the internet.
This is what I have to say. The producers this season have stepped it the fuck up. They get what we want. They're giving us, like, I think there's a recoupling every other episode. It's happening fast and hard. They're bringing new people in. They're dropping bombs like the next person's eliminated right away. I mean, we're up to speed live today, so spoiler alert, Molly going home. We both saw it on the internet. Unfortunately,
get rid of her. I can't look at her fucking face anymore. I hate her.
I still was shocked. Everybody was shocked. You've never seen the whole thing went dead silent. They were all like, like they couldn't. It was great. It was great television. I loved it.
It was. And it does make me think. I don't think the producers told that girl who to pick, but I think they wanted Molly gone for dramatic effect and for what I know happens now because of fucking Twitter.
God damn it.
It'll be so much better when we do watch with a VPN, because you do have to watch with the UK and you have to watch it 2 p.m, I guess. I mean, because I know something. I think it's planned. I really do. I think they wanted wanted to shock people, because remember last time they brought in that old lady in the red, thing to do the little slut dance. Mm-hmm. And now they kicked her off right before.
She was like 23.
Remember her? We called her the old lady. Now they got, you know, so I don't know.
I loved it.
I couldn't believe it. I'm like, there's no way. Cause Geneva said, let's record after this. Cause she goes home. Cause Geneva and I said, Geneva, I fucking know what happens. And Geneva's like, I think I know too. And it was cause the internet and the internet should do better. How can people
really
keep
should.
Up with this show? It shouldn't be all over the internet. There should be an embargo.
Yeah, I agree. Loved that. But I just think this season is filled with mess in the best way possible. Like Tyreek is, I loved, Justine put up a tweet, Tyreek and Ella, and it's, what are their names?
It's Murray and D from Clueless.
Murray and D from Clueless. Loved it. Thought it was a perfect comparison. The way they fight all the time, super entertaining.
He's a dirtbag, though. He's a little boy, not a dirtbag. He's immature.
When he said, he was like, I kind of miss it, though. She's like, what are you talking about? Like, miss what? And he's like, you know. And it's like, he's literally talking to this amazing girl who's super into him, and he's just ready to just crack on with somebody else. It's hilarious.
I wish she would teach him a lesson, but she's too
not.
Sweet
she's like,
and she's too in love. She's in love. And he's
they're
treating
the most,
her like garbage.
Exactly. They're the most, if on paper, right, they're the most solid, longest term couple in here. And he's still willing to just toss it all away because he's like, he's now he's bored. It's crazy. He's a child.
I like her and child. Whitney's friendship. It's disappointing because I really like him. I would like to see him grow up, and it's going to be, he needs a decade. And the poor girl, I hope she gets done with him soon and does not get attached to him for another long, for a while, even after the show, because he needs time to grow up.
Yeah, I mean, like, attractive guys like him, I don't know, do you call him a guy? What is he, a child?
I don't even
Whatever.
Think he's that attractive to me. He's cute.
I mean, he's gonna pull chicks, what is what I mean.
A person right, his like personality, that right.
needs till 33 to even consider giving up, 40. Like, just pussy being just thrown joking. At you yeah. all the time. Yeah. Do you know what I mean, though?
Is it that good for him? Like, seriously. Is life like, that good for him?
I think so.
There must be something, because when he was in his boxer uniform, I was just, I don't know. I don't find him that attractive. Maybe it's his personality too. He just seems like a little boy who's always tantruming.
Yeah. Oh, totally. And it's hilarious.
And she's so cute and lovable. She's one of my favorite reality stars, I think, ever. Her facial expressions.
She's great.
She's adorable.
Her fashion is great. She's a solid friend. That's one thing I love.
Yeah.
She defends her friend. She's like, she just, she's great.
She's gorgeous.
Beautiful.
It's
full
just
of
a
personality.
Shame.
Yeah.
If I was her parents, I'd tell her she's grounded. She can't see Ty anymore. She's in trouble. She's wasting all of her time in there with him too. I need her to shake him straight. When she wasn't his turn, I don't remember who turned her on the most, but I love that.
I think it was Meddy or something.
Oh yeah, and he's turning into a dirtbag too. I almost was ready to get married to him, but now he's turning into a jerk.
Okay, we have to talk about Leah. I wrote this down in caps, and then I texted it to you because I was like, I can't forget about this. The way all of the men are obsessed with her eye contact is one of the weirdest things. Like, the way they talk about Leah is just like, the eye contact, bro. The eye contact, like Meddy's, like, the eye contact. It's the eye contact. It's like, what's with the eye?
Branded.
She does not seem like a fully fledged person.
No.
What is she about? What's her personality?
Her and Sarah together, Katie. Her and Katie are the same. I couldn't tell them apart in the sex dance challenge, whatever you would call that, heart rate challenge. I can't tell them apart. I could not tell them apart.
No, there's just like, there's nothing special about Leah.
Is the
Army
girl Katie or is the Army girl Leah?
No, the Army girl was Katie. Leah was the other one. Yeah. They're just very, Leah is
Katie 35. Are her eggs rotten? I mean,
yes.
I can't tell. I mean, I'm 38. I'm not age shaming here, but you put
I think
grandma
she's
out
old
there. She looks older.
Because we don't know her. We've been watching the show for a while. So she's from like a very early days season.
They gotta stop with that shit.
I don't know.
Put on Tamara Judge then. I mean, I don't like bringing on other people that have already been on the show.
I don't either.
I think a flaw of the show is that people are watching it and they already have their claws coming in knowing who they want to get. I wish it was a fresh, they didn't know who was in the villa, but it doesn't work that way because the show's too long.
Like they kept like 60 people in like a bubble and just like brought them out. And
that's why I think that girl, why would she pick Zach out of all the people that you would pick somebody who really wasn't that.
Him
they
did
Molly,
have a pretty flirty conversation, though.
But she was like, just saying, he was just telling her how they were on a date and everything. You would pick someone else. They wanted Molly gone. I truly believe that.
Yeah, maybe.
And we'll talk at the end of the season. I can't look at Molly.
And that's
anymore,
our podcast.
Though.
No,
I'm just kidding. I turned on her hardcore, and I never would have thought, but I'm glad she's gone.
Oh,
I'm
see, I kind of
blonde with Jess.
I like turned and then came back around, and faded away. They didn't make her a central character, so she wasn't bothering me as much. You
Molly's
know?
Such a loser. Rollerblading? Well, you can't rollerblade. You have all these pads on, and you're a loser.
Hilarious.
I would dump someone who can't rollerblade. Number one, number two, you're sitting there
a lot
defending
of
him.
A
well, then
lot
you're
of
losers.
People.
You got to get your life together. You don't have a childhood.
Rollerblade.
Oh my God.
I rollerblade you, right now.
And I got to teach you. You can rollerblade.
You're going out on rollerblades and you're taking off
down
the road.
I could rollerblade to Pennsylvania right now. Okay. I rollerbladed my whole life. Second of all.
Okay. Wait, stop. Stop. Just slow down. Take a breath. Here's the thing. Most people are not rollerblading.
That's a lie.
I know we're going to talk about Atlanta. We'll put up a poll. I guarantee you, you're wrong. Second thing is, I actually really love
who can ice skate a rollerblade better.
Yeah,
ice skating I can see.
No, they're forcing these physical dates on them. Like it usually is, like they take them. Like yeah. They did Meddy and Whitney dirty
rolling
on the
around
bike,
like a tick like, you know, field. Yeah. They come home with Lyme disease.
But now they have them like trying to do shit, which is actually kind of comedic because I hate the dates. That was funny.
I zone
watching
out.
Them trying to like, yeah.
I zone out at both of them. Zach hates Molly. He hated her. He didn't like her. And Zach doesn't like anybody. Zach is either, he looks like he's permanently stoned or something. He just looks like a loser. Looks like he's hit his head at 7-Eleven.
No, he said something. He said something to Sammy when like when Sammy and Jess were fighting, when he was like, bruv, you've got to take accountability, bruv. And like Sammy was like, what's accountability? Like it was like, I actually in that conversation, I was like, oh, Zach might be insightful, but usually I agree with you. He seems like very dumb.
Maybe. And he's playing games though. He's not trustworthy. And oh, yeah, Sammy looks like Stassi Schroeder from Vanderpump Rules.
Oh my God. I gotta focus on it.
Okay. And then the other thing with Molly, I'll get off the Molly thing. Her sitting there talking to Zach about defending him about cheating and everything.
Yes.
She's like, shut the fuck up, Molly.
Once a cheater, always a cheater.
And she's like, he'll change, Zach. It's just so, she was so balls to the walls hating on Mitchell. And then she's in puppy love with Zach. It would have been fun to see her get gut punched by Zach, but we never got the chance.
Well, I mean, that's pretty much a gut punch, is getting sent home. Yeah. Getting a guy stolen and getting sent home. Those
he could have cared less.
I know.
Like, hey, Katie, let's go take a seat.
I know. Either later that night, he's like, oh, it's unfortunate. You know, it's like, what? You're like, oh, they're brutal. All right.
Where was we going? Meddy. Go with your Meddy line. What were you thinking about Meddy?
You know, I think there's something really smooth about him. Like, I'm not attracted to him, but he just is. Even the way he just like, he kind of worked Whitney, like worked her up with Leah, worked her back down. Like he just has, he's kind of low key.
He's fucking teachers. What the hell does that mean?
Yeah. He's very manipulative on the low or something, like,
he's got
but
a
like
hot
smooth
voice.
About it. Yeah. His voice is great. He listens to people. Those very chicks handsome. Were losing it over him. Every one of them made out with him. No problem.
Yeah. I can understand. And he is, I think he's cute, but the way that he treats Whitney to go for Leah, it was kind of a dirty move, which I didn't like.
It was because they were just making out.
But yeah,
this is my thing about Leah. She is getting tossed around like a rag. And I do not mean that. Like
she
I
rode
mean
hard
that.
And put away wet.
No, she's not even getting ridden. She's just getting launched around, seeing if it sticks. And it's kind of sad. Like it just really, I want
cute,
this Martell guy to work out for her. Cause it's like, this is just,
Martell seems.
He seems over it
His
already.
His face when he was staring at all the girls dancing was hilarious.
He loved
he was
Jess
hilarious.
The most. He loved Jess. I saw it in his eyes.
Yeah, a lot of the guys like Jess. Personality matters, I guess, in this world. Jess has become the most beautiful woman in the entire planet to me.
Do you think she got played by Leah a little bit? I think she did. In the sense that she let Leah tell her about Sammy in a way that she then blew up their entire relationship when really it was just kind of like they were playing the game. Do you know what I mean? Like, and Leah kind of just went over, told her all this shit and blew up their entire thing and then just kind of dipped out and moved on to the next person.
And I think
and ruined their entire vibe. Not that I thought they were solid, but.
And being forced to, well, and Sammy threw a fit when Mitchell starts cruising on her, which
that
I didn't love. But, and then they also were forced to not be able to match. So I think
the
universe
out.
Is pushing them against.
Have they ever done that before?
I don't know. I'd love it. They are playing different games. Wait, this
that's
year.
What I'm saying.
It is great.
It's tight. They're forcing shit. And I don't really care. Like I honestly, if you want to treat this sounds horrible, but if you want to treat these people like pawns on a chessboard, let's go.
I love it.
Move them. Let's shuffle around. Like Casa Moore is going to be off the chain. This is why Fashion Grunge, we have to unfollow you.
I know she's there happened. Right now. I was just
okay.
Was just
so then I'm doing
driving around everyone in my car looking at it. And I just
out of love for ourselves.
I feel bad.
I'm sorry. We'll be back. I promise.
It is. And then we will talk.
Okay. I did it. All right. We'll be back.
But it's hard. Well, all of the Love Island. Yeah. She's really the only personal person we know watching it.
Yeah. Well, it like, I think because we interact a lot on Twitter, she's like at the top every time.
Right.
Refresh. It's just there. So we'll be back. But Casa Moore is going to be nuts because there is no loyalty here. There is no, like, they're all going to wild out. And like, I think all of that, I think girls and guys, I mean, the girls are going to be sleeping on the couch.
I hope Ella
gets
it going with the new guy.
Yeah. Me too.
Scott.
Somebody hot.
God, Catherine has grown on me. She's a cute. She's a cutie. She looked adorable. Yep. She was one of the hottest ones dancing. She looked great. I loved her outfit.
Yes. I like her personality. I feel like her personality is coming out more. Yeah. I like her.
She's likable. Uh-huh. She's a nice girl. I think that whoever did say something, I think she was right to feel offended at whatever they said when they were saying, oh, you're not. I hate that shit. Choose the couples that you seem are not compatible, and
it causes all the drama.
But they could edit it a little quicker.
Yeah,
it's just get to the fucking point here. And the dancing is a little long too. The men don't need to dance. The women are what much more entertaining to watch. What do men do? All they did was slap their hands on their chest and And the women are so much more alive responding. Like, you can see how Chippendales is around and like what a strip club is like. The guys were very quiet and just,
I've never enjoyed a male strip club.
The women were just screaming and wailing at the guys. Yeah. It was way more fun to watch the girls.
I have to say, you're right. This was the first batch of episodes where the kissing sounds got to me, particularly with Mehdi and Whitney.
I'm glad you said that, because I listen within my headphones. Ugh. And so when I'm watching it on my phone, I hear it and I was like, how can maybe Geneva, and I've thought this, I'm like, maybe Geneva doesn't hear this because she's watching on her TV. So it's interesting you say that. Yeah.
No, it felt like loud and in my face. The second piece that I want to take back from last week, this is just me, I know, pulling back all my statements as usual, which was, I said, like, they all dress like too provocatively. And that's too much skin. But then when Katie came in, I felt like she looked like a housewife in like her dress over her bathing suit. And I was like irritated. Like, I wanted her to be in a normal bathing suit. And I realized, I think for the show, I do like the skin.
Yeah.
Like, I think you got to come out tits out.
Very
like,
good
it's
point.
It's all going to be showing. I felt like it was a cop out the way she came out dressed. It was like, nobody else can do that. Take it off.
Right. She might drive up in her minivan. Right.
Right.
I'm just aging. She's younger than me. But I'm not intrigued.
Yeah.
Very bland. I really can't tell her and Leah apart. I've never seen two people look so alike.
She don't look alike to me at all. Like 0%.
Leah's nice. I think she'd be a good friend, but she doesn't seem very captivating.
You're looking at your coffee cup for the very last.
Guys must like her. Yeah, you know. I'm gonna be up till 2 a.m.
Justine's
again.
Got her Dutch brothers over there, like trying, she's literally looking inside the cup to see if there's any more she can get out of her, like, venti.
God. It do a tiny little cup here.
They're small as small. Yeah.
This is a large. It's like, give me a freaking crack cup. Like, that's the only good thing about Dunkin' Donuts. What else here? Let me see what I wrote down.
Well, I just generally, I know we already talked about it. I love the heart rate challenge. It's always one of my favorite things. I love the outfits. I love that they force them to do this sober. Like, just the balls it takes of all these people to do this is amazing.
I don't know how. I really don't know.
We haven't talked about Mal, who I think is very odd and like doesn't belong on this show.
Her and Scott are just, I don't even know who they are.
I know, it's so true. Both of them. You have like no idea. Yeah. I love,
it's crazy.
See, I love how much drama there is with the men too. Like when the incompatible thing happened, they're all having like real fights about it, and like Mitch saying something about Sammy, and like they're just always, they really are going at each other a lot, which I enjoy. And you can tell who doesn't like each other.
Oh, here comes this hero. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mitch and Jess
don't fuck with Mitch.
I'd like to see them together, but I don't see them together. But it I wouldn't mind it. I just can't.
I would love to see if they have any chemistry. Like, I just can't picture them kissing.
I love Jess.
Or I think she's great. She's
and I didn't could have cared less the first fun. Couple episodes, but she's a riot.
She's a star.
It's fun to see star. The girls, the lead girls. Who are your favorite girls? Your
Jess,
top three.
Ella, and probably Whitney.
God, I know. Yeah, that's probably me too.
Yeah.
I like Catherine too. She's really growing on me a lot.
No, I like Catherine too. Catherine keeps it real too. And
she's a silent
a
horse. Yeah, she's yes, coming through.
She is a silent horse. Yeah.
She is coming through. When they kicked off Molly though, God, I would have given my life just to see.
I know if I hadn't known
fresh.
I know. I know.
When I was watching, I'm like, there's no way. How is she going home? They just did a recoupling.
That's what I was thinking. And when she stole him, I'm like, is this it? And then when she got the text, I was like, ooh, like that. I mean, that's just great television. Imagine everybody in the UK who got it fresh.
Oh my God.
It's beautiful.
They're screwing up. And that's why the show might not be succeeding as it seems like we're the only people and Fashion Grunge to watch this. We should find out her first name, you know, because who else is watching this on Hulu? It should be bigger. Of all the Bravo people, you guys are at home watching what's on Bravo right now. Watch this.
If we aligned, then we have a unifying summer experience across the globe where people are fucking pumped, especially this season. You bang this shit out live. People are into it and you make it a thing. But
put
it is
Americans on there.
It becomes like where you have. Oh, no, I want
to see the culture shift. I would love to see a mix. I want to know what. There may really be some truth to people who are nuts in this world and say that we're over-sexualized in America, because in America, we've never watched Love Island in America, and maybe we should try it, but
no, we shouldn't.
They
we
must
tried.
Be screwing. It blows my mind that batch after batch of these people.
Yes.
In all these different countries in the UK are not skanking it up on the first night. There would be
this
people
is why
in the United States banging on the first night.
Yeah, we need to interview somebody from the show again. Like, we need to go through the archives and hit some of these people up, because I think I have so many questions. One of them would be, I wonder if they make them sign a contract that says like, you can't fuck, and if you do,
think you could control
potentially
it.
Kicked off, or like, I think you can. That's like a behavior standard. Like, you could make it so that everybody's a salaried employee or something. You can't fraternize.
Like,
there's
it.
A way. Yeah, right. But I just no. Yeah, I personally love the sanctity of keeping it the UK. I think if we brought Americans in, well, it'd be interesting. No, like, they wouldn't have the same conversations, you know, it would kind of be ruined. The chat, all their insider, they have so
America's
many insider
trash
phrases.
Compared to UK. It would be a lot more physical. It'd be louder. It would be less civilized.
More hateful.
It's America. It really is an eye opener.
Yes, 100%. Like, just the pleasantness. Like, I told you this when I was in, I don't know if I told you this, in Croatia, it was like the people who left to go to America were like the jokes. Like, they're just like, why would you even like go over there and just like do all of that? Just like live here. It's beautiful.
Right.
Let's live a nice, simple life. Like, you know, it's like,
I was thinking
I think America,
that.
We're
That's
so
funny
fixated
that you say that
on money and competition. And like, I mean, you know, we're a scrappy little young country, but that kind of shit infiltrates all the way down, you know?
I know, growing up, we went and saw this comedian. I forget his name. He's big on TikTok, and he's Italian American, comes from that. And all these kids that are third generation Italian kids go to Italy, and their Instagrams are just gorgeous. And it's like, why'd your freaking ancestors even leave? I was thinking the same thing.
Well, I mean, that was much worse, I think. Well, I mean, so was Croatia. But I think, you know, originally it was,
I don't
like
know what was happening in Italy. There was bad stuff happening in Italy?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Mussolini.
But it's just so beautiful. God.
Yeah.
Like, now they're beautiful. Stuck in Jersey or upstate New York cooking some pasta.
In Rochester with Justine. Yeah. Well, I love this season. I think it's just so good. The cast is phenomenal.
Do you think the winners are already there? If you had to click, who would you pick?
Ooh. Like, as a current couple?
Yeah. Or like maybe even two people that you could see or just one person you could see.
I think if Whitney and Mehdi like keep it together, they could have a shot, because I feel like they're tapping into like two populations like that are heavy in the UK.
If Ty wasn't a jerk, he would. And Ty's not a jerk. I wouldn't say he's a jerk. He's just
he's a child.
Immature. Yeah.
Yes. But he's treating, that's like dirty to say right to her face that you kind of wish she would have picked you. That's kind of what he said to her. Like, that's dirty.
And
you could just go be single.
And for her to be on the show, I just feel bad for her. She's obviously not the type of girl that's just, she likes him and it's just sad. Right. He's just toying with her emotions.
I know. Just totally getting played. Yeah, I would pick them. They would be my pick for sure if it wasn't for the recent drama. I don't know who's going to win. It's never about the win for me. I don't even care. By that point, I'm over it.
I know. They need to make it, give them 500K.
There we go.
And do the thing where they choose if they win or if they keep it or share it. I loved that. I don't know why that went away.
Yes.
I could see Mitch pulling through. Justice for Mitchell. He got played by Molly so hard. It's nice to see him move on, though, and not keep holding on to her. And he was moving on. Just, she gets
he'll move
off.
On to every single person he can till he finds somebody who likes him. He is a leech.
I know. He really
I
is.
I don't really know if he actually likes Jess at all.
No, I don't think he does.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I don't think she likes him either, but they're just they're playing the game, right? They're hanging out.
Right.
They're keeping the couple together for
they look like cousins.
They do.
Yes, I think they are cousins.
They look like they'd be cousins. That's great. All right, so we'll probably check in again next week if we can stay off the internet.
Oh, it's yeah. I think Casa Moore is coming, so
I can't
wait. Do after that,
Okay. All right, good. All right, friends. We love you so much. We'll be back.